Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is February the 14th, and on this day in 1992, Motley Crue made the decision to boot lead singer Vince Neil from the band. At this stage, Vince was pursuing his dream of IndyCar racing, which led to the band's decision. A statement from the band's management said, "Race car driving has become a priority in Neil's life. His bandmates felt he didn't share their determination and passion for music." He rejoined the band 5 years later. On this day in 1987, Bon Jovi's anthem, Living on a Prayer, hit number one on the US chart, where it stayed on top for 4 weeks. On this day in 1999, Elton John appeared on an episode of The Simpsons. The episode, I'm with Cupid, features Elton performing a reworked version of Your Song. Back in 1977, on this day, the B-52s performed their first ever live gig. It took place in their hometown of Athens, Georgia. And speaking of gigs, the likes of Ringo Starr, Neil Young and Warren Beatty were in attendance for the last stop on Bob Dylan's tour with the band on this day in 1974. This took place at the Forum in Los Angeles. But for today's main show, we remember someone who died on this day in 1989. Yes, on this day in 1989, legendary prog rock, psychedelic and blues rock keys player Vincent Crane sadly took his own life. Best known as playing with Arthur Brown's band, Crazy World of Arthur Brown, which included having the worldwide hit Fire, and for leaving the group and setting up Atomic Rooster with legendary drummer Carl Palmer. Atomic Rooster were huge in the early 70s, they even played with Deep Purple in support, and had a top 5 hit in the UK with Devil's Answer. Now, Vincent also worked with other top stars like Rory Gallagher and Peter Green as well. Now, unfortunately for Vincent, he suffered from bipolar disorder and needed periodic treatment at mental health facilities, and one such session stopped a very unlikely supergroup from forming. I interviewed Arthur Brown last year, 80 years old and still going strong with new music. Anyway, I'll play you this short clip from that where he tells the story of how he and Vincent almost formed a band with Jimi Hendrix. Wasn't there a story about how you almost ended up in a band together as well?
Yes, it was, on reflection, it was set up by Chris Stamp, who was co-manager with Kit Lambert of ourselves and The Who. And, of course, Hendrix came out on Track Records. So there was a point at which Jimmy, he wanted to go further. He'd come to a certain point. He was experimenting with, you know, all the electronics, but he wanted to go further. And he wanted a multimedia show with projections on the big screen.
Yeah.
And he wanted Vincent Crane on keyboard. He wanted the experience. And then he didn't like his singing at that time.
Okay.
So he wanted me to sing. And so we were beginning that when Vincent had to go and he committed himself in the end to Banstead, which was sort of a place that looked after your mental states, you know. And so he was in there for several months, and that kind of put the if you like, the blank on it from the point of view of we would have had to wait and find someone else who had the capacity to have the same kind of mood with Vincent, play in the same way. And so I began to think, well, I'd like to develop my own style. It was a great experience to sing with Jimmy and to go down to, say, the Scene Club in New York to, you know, do a two-hour jam four times in a week and just throw away all concept of any numbers we knew. Just everything came out in the moment, fresh, and the amount of energy was just ginormous. And of course, for him, he was enjoying just doing the guitar and testing me. Can he go up here? I go, yeah, look. and we ended up in some very strange musical places. But I remember one of the audience coming up afterwards and saying that was a sheer festival of joy.
Hear the full story on episode 76 of Vintage Rock Pod. But I'll be back tomorrow. Till then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.